So this is the podcast of my plan to internationally travel to Brazil. So before anything, I'm going to give you a quick description. So Brazil is the largest country in South Africa and the fifth largest nation in the world. It forms an enormous triangle on the eastern side of the continent with a 4,500 coastline along the Atlantic Ocean. It has borders with every South American country except Chile and Ecuador. A quick history background. So Brazil started off with indigenous people. The Europeans arrived in the 16th century on September 7th, 1822. The country declared its independence from the Portugal and it became the Empire of Brazil. A military coup in 1889 established the first Brazilian Republic. So in Brazil, the celebrated holidays we have here is New Year's on January 1st. Good Friday on, and Easter Sunday in March or April, Tiradentes on April 21st, Labor Day on May 1st, Corpus Christi in May or June, State of Rebellion Day, July 9th, Day of Nossa Senhora de Aparecida, October 12th, Civil Servants Day, October 28th, which is for government and banks only, and All Souls Day, November 2nd, and Christmas Day, December 24th. So four interesting facts about Brazil is that the name of the country is from a tree called Brazilwood. Brasilia is the capital of Brazil. Brazil has the second largest amount of airports in the world, and the highest point of Brazil is Pico de Neblina at a height of 2,994 meters. So the territories and boundaries of Brazil covers a total area of 3,387,357 square miles, which includes 3,265,880 square miles of land and 2,400,000 square miles of water. Brazil is bordered by the countries of Argentina, Bolivia, Colombia, Guyana, Paraguay, Peru, Suriname, Uruguay, and Venezuela. The climate in Brazil is mostly considerably from the tropical north, averaging from 26 degrees. Closer to the equator is facing about 40 degrees in the summer. And the currency in Brazil is called Brazilian Real, and their sign is R with the money sign at the front, and their code is BRL. So I'm going to get into the environment of Brazil. So Brazil is the home of the world's largest rainforest, the Amazon, which is said to be the most biodiverse tropical forest in the world. It stretches over 9 countries in total, but 60% is located in Brazil. Amazon River carries out the most fresh water than any other river. It counts 1/5 of the world's river flow, which is crazy. Due to all the construction, logging, cattle ranching, soybean and palm oil productions, the Amazon forest has lost 600,000 square kilometers of deforestation since 1970. By 2030, if this keeps proceeding, then the forest will be reduced by 40%. In November 2011, the U.S. company Chevron leaked 416,400 liters of oil, 370 kilometers off the Brazilian coast, near the holiday destination Rio de Janeiro. So two current events that are happening in Brazil is that the Women's World Cup score highlights, and Marta returns for Brazil, scored a record, setting a goal. Soccer is very popular in Brazil, and Brazil's embargo on beef exports to China lifted. And some other information that you should know about the environment is that sex changes are free under Brazil's public healthcare since 2008, and Brazil occupies 47.7 of South America's imported countries except Chile and Ecuador. The macaw bird is the national animal of Brazil, and Brazil has been the largest producer for coffee for the last 150 years. So now I'm going to get more into the demographic profile of Brazil. So the population characteristics is total population in Brazil is 212.39 million. Total density of 24.66 people per square kilometer. 62% of Brazil is aged 29 or under, and the largest city is São Paulo with a population of 11.9 million. And 2 million of Brazilians were white, 83 million were brown, 13 million were black, 1.1 million were yellow, and 536,000 were indigenous. Workforce rate in Brazil is 61.4%, while the literacy rate is 92.05%. So in Brazil, their most used language is Portuguese, while some speak German and indigenous languages. National society is made up of a confluence of people of several different origins, from the original native Brazilians with the influence of Portuguese colonists, Black, African, and European Arab and Japanese immigration. Roman and Catholicism has been Brazil's main religion since the beginning of the 16th century. It was introduced among the native Brazilians by Jesus's missionaries and also observed all the Portuguese first settlers. Labor force participation rate in Brazil averaged from 61.40% in 2012 until 2019, reaching an all-time high 61.90% in November of 2017 and a record low of 60.80% in January of 2015. Brazil possesses a highly spiritual society formed from meeting the Roman Catholic Church with religious traditions of African slaves and indigenous people. So, for the Canadian and country representatives in Brazil, in cases of any of emergencies, dial 190 for police, medical assistance 192, firefighters 193, and the embassy and high commission locations that you need to know is located in the capital city of another country, and it provides a full range of services, including consular services. While for high, it is located in a capital city of Commonwealth country and provides a full range of services, including consular services. So the requirements to go to Brazil is a passport and working valid visa, and requirements to get a citizenship and procedure is to go to Brazil, like first of all, and then the permanent visa for investors, unlike naturalization from marriage, requires the applicant to apply from a work permit authorization through a government office. Here I'm going to talk about planning my journey personally. So for visas and permits, in order to have a rematriate job in Brazil, you need both a residence permit, either temporary or permanent, and a work visa. After the application is allowed by the ministry, you will have to apply for a work visa at the Brazilian embassy or consulate with your home country. So the exchange rate in Brazil compared to Canada is $1. It is equal to 2.91 Brazilian real. Flight in an itinerary that will be chosen for me is called the Cultural Brazil, and it is 19 days. From day 1 to day 4, we're going to Rio, and then after that, bus 4, bus to Parte, day 5, explore Parte, day 6, explore beaches near Parte or historical hiking trail, day 7, bus to São Paulo. And day 8 to 9, explore São Paulo. Day 10, overnight bus Belo Horizonte, which takes 10 hours. Days 11 to 12, Belo Horizonte. Day 13, night to Salvador da Bahia. Days 14 to 16, Salvador. Day 15, Porto Cerrado. Day 16 to 17, stay in Porto Cerrado. Day 18, bus in Rio. And day 19, end in Rio. And finally, I'm going to talk about the accommodations and residence. and some other things that you should know. So, and the hotel that I'm planning to stay in is called Design and Residence. It is rated 4.5 out of 5 stars, and each member that stays at the suite gets free breakfast for the whole stay. The travel insurance that I will be using is Blue Cross. Blue Cross, it provides the coverage needed for when you are flying to Brazil, whether it is a couple of weeks, days, or months. They provide a 24/7 coverage system up to 5 million. Here's some the best colleges and universities in Brazil: Anguera Educational, University of Caxias do Sul, University of Passo Fundo, and Missionic College. So there's lots of opportunities for me to pick for my schooling. Work and company info that you should know is most multinational companies with operations in Brazil are based in São Paulo, making it very a popular destination for expatriates. Brazilian companies also have to ensure that 2/3 of their employees are Brazilian, and apply for temporary work visa in your home country, VIA. Local embassy consultant for this reason, securing employment before you need to move to Brazil is very crucial. And finally, I'm going to give you the cost of living in Brazil. So one USD is equivalent to 3.31 Brazilian real. So the cost of Brazil does not seem very high for everyday products such as fruit, bread, and eggs when it's compared to prices in the US. The cost tends to differ more when it comes to mortgage rates and gasoline and other endpoints. So other than that, you will be good if you're planning to fly to Brazil. Thank you for listening to my podcast, and I hope you have a wonderful day.